but based on the reason, which is not correct.
Right?
So it is contradictory reason because you know the sound, you know, the sound and the you know and so that which cannot function are contradictory. So because he gives you know the contradictory reason, and so because of that, you know, then it says one of the division. It says the correct an assumption with the contradictory reason.
And
then, so the third example is the mind apprehending sound as impermanent by the sign of its being a measurable object is an example of co-exemption with an indefinite reason, because being a measurable object is an indefinite reason to establish sound as impermanent. So, like somebody says, sound is impermanent, and you say why, and the person says, oh, because it is existence. And the sound exists, therefore it is impermanent. So if you say this, then because it is not definite, that if it is existent, it has to be impermanent. It's not definite, right? So that's why it's an indefinite reason, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is a correct assumption with an indefinite reason.
Oh, yeah. Oda de peja na tene nuwa sarwa, ane jaja dhamma taba dhubi mangi bite chimbi shiru sa, jinse kya tere ta.
So here in the text it says the measurable object. It's a measurable object, because it's a measurable object, so if it's a measurable object, it's not necessarily impermanent, so it is not definite.
Oh, yeah. Tadane, Tajua, Jinse Madhubi, you just. Jinse Madhubi, you just, the Tama Mangi Bada Madhubi, saying it's not Tari, Quadro, which is not there, you know, Tadu, which is my Pesha Corona, you want to check in the river. Jivin says you love you only, the delay was. Yang paru biciki, mana dah, dah tu mata baru esalah. Yang bakar ni wasi lah, mana dah tu misi jadi jual wasi. Jadi tek ke bayi na, mana gawat cahs baru es, lewa, apa tu esalah? Madu bi, mana sih tak tarik nota jana madu bi tadi. Madu mana cawa madu bas, apa tu?
And then the next one is correct assumption with inapplicable reason. So inapplicable or indefinite, they are very similar. It's all talking about the science and logics, you know, the reason, science and reasonings. the inapplicable, you know, here, earlier, you know, we talked about so, like for example, like when we say the sound is impermanent, the sound is impermanent because it is existent. So the sound is a subject, and the impermanent is like the predicate, right? And then the reason or the sign, you know, is being the object. Sorry, the existence, and so. The rule, you know, for this reasoning, you know, in this way, giving a reason in this way, if it is a subject, you know, to prove the subject, you know, to be a predicate, you know, the subject has to be the reason. You know. it has to be the reason. So like when you say the sound is impermanent because it is a product, then it's a perfect reasoning, because the sound, you're trying to prove the sound to be impermanent, and you know, because it is a product, you know, so it's product, it has to be a product, you know, it has to be the sign or the reasoning, the reason you give. So here what he's trying to say is, like somebody says, the sound is impermanent because it is the object of the apprehension of the eye consciousness. You know? So the sound is not the object apprehended by the eye consciousness, right? You know, so it is not, the sound is not an object apprehended by eye consciousness. You see, the reason, the subject is not the reason. And if it's the subject, it has to be, it has to pervade by the reason. It has to be pervaded by the reason. So in the rule, you know, of that reasoning, in this way, has to be like that. But because if it is not, you know, because the sound is not an object of the eye consciousness, an object apprehended by the eye consciousness, so therefore it is inapplicable reason.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's the navati jinte ye chapter la baba. That pejan jinte ye chapter. Munite jinte ye chapter la baba sa la sonaj. Kanjerava, and da shiva seme mangime. Da kora shiva the red the yena da shiva seme mangi shoshi madhubi kanza tela asiva. And da mataba res. Yakare shiva res lava yena. Shiva da mataba dubi jinsen would res, ye, jinsen yar, jinsen re. Yena larse kanza ti shiva da mataba jinsen, and toya maresi. Jinsen yinja tela mava, jinsen yeja tela mava se tereta.
And then the fifth one, you know, which is the correct assumption with a correct but unestablished reason. Correct but unestablished reason. So what it means by, you know, is that somebody who doesn't know the sound is a product. Somebody who doesn't know the sound is product, and you say, oh, sound is impermanent because it is a product. You know, it's correct. It's correct, but it's not established because the person doesn't know that sound is sound is product.
Yeah. Koranga da Shiva Manganayo, Parobi, Damataba re, in this Shiva res, lava sam, you didn't tell a ten, eh? Damataban to be each teller, but you say you have tell a mother be each, yes. And the little teller,
so that mind, you know, which doesn't know the sound is a product, but, you know, assumes the sound is impermanent because of the reason, you know, being a product. And so, that kind of mind, you know, that kind of assumption is called a correct assumption, which is correct with the correct but unestablished reason.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody says, you know, sound is impermanent because it's product, then what do you think? Is that a good reason?
It's correct.
And again, somebody says the sound is impermanent because it is an object apprehended by an eye consciousness. Does it become a good reason? So among the five, the fourth, the correct assumption, we have already covered that now.
Oh yeah. Then ngawate milkare, ane nala mangi be losai.
And the fifth, you know, is the inattentive perception.
Mm-hmm. That in Tiny Major, and then they can't hold a jury. Rangi Mangi is unchanging, Mantra will pass. What in the love was there?
And the definition is a non mistaken cognizer to which an object appears clearly but which does not ascertain its object.
They hope the Kata only
ascertain its object.
They hope the Kata de Kare. Rangi Mangi, she said, Sanonchen say, you put it.
So when you look, you know, into the part of the definitions, like it says, to which object appears clearly, but does not, you know, ascertain its object. You know, it appears clearly, but does not, you know, ascertain it, its object. So then that doesn't, you know, go along very well.
You know, that is, that is. That one, no, 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 no